Welcome to The Third Floor, our destination for a classical mix of choral, vocal, and instrumental music. I'm Bill Cromwell, your host, guide, and listening companion as we enjoy this timeless art together. Great program today, featuring insightful conversation with conductor Robert Trevino, discussing his latest recording with the Basque National Orchestra, devoted to works by Maurice Ravel. That's in the second hour, and I hope you can stay up on the third floor for that. Maestro Trevino appeared on the program several years ago, and I'm delighted to have him back. We'll also be hearing from the Lincoln University Concert Choir in the third hour, and I'm very excited about that for all sorts of reasons, which I'll share when that time rolls around. The Lincoln University Concert Choir director, Camilla Horn, will be my special guest. Don't miss that. But if you do, as a reminder, you can access the third floor anytime, anywhere on various platforms such as the Pacifica Radio Network, Radio for All, and the Public Radio Exchange. That last by going to prx.org. This is program number 331. It's also that time of year, and we'll dive headlong into all of the moving music of the holiday season. Let's get started then with a long block of Christmas carols, which I call the best of the English choral tradition, featuring the Cambridge Singers, the Choir of King's College Cambridge, the Choir of New College Oxford, and the Norwich Cathedral Choir. Happy holidays, everyone. I'm Bill Cromwell with you for a classical Christmas and more on the third floor. For me, and I suspect for many of you, the holiday season is largely about the music and the wonderful traditional Christmas carols by fine choirs from around the world. Before more Christmas music, a poem for the season by former U.S. Poet Laureate and Pulitzer Prize winner Ted Kooser, and used here with his personal permission. Thank you, Ted. It's called Christmas Mail. Cards in each mailbox, angel, manger, star, and lamb, as the rural carrier driving the snowy roads hears from her bundles the plaintive bleating of sheep, the shuffle of sandals, the clopping of camels. At stop after stop, she opens the little tin door and places deep in the shadows the shepherds and wise men, the donkeys lank and weary, the cow who chews and muses, and from her styrofoam cup, white as a star and perched on the dashboard, leading her ever into the distance, there is a hint of hazelnut and then a touch of myrrh. The poem Christmas Mail by former U.S. Poet Laureate Ted Kooser and used here by permission. More Christmas music now, this from the American Boy Choir from their album On Christmas Day. They're joined by the Cathedral Symphony Orchestra and the New York Vocal Consort, all conducted by James Litton.
Thank you.
James Litton leading the American Boy Choir with the Cathedral Symphony Orchestra and the New York Vocal Consort from their album On Christmas Day, and more music for the holiday here on the Third Floor. We'll return to more Christmas music in the third hour, but the second hour will be dominated by one composer, Maurice Ravel. My special guest, conductor Robert Trevino, will join us for insights into his approach to Ravel, his journey of exploration with the composer, and how this recording came to be. I'm delighted to have Maestro Trevino back on the program. He recently performed at La Scala, and I'm looking forward to resuming our acquaintance when I see him lead the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra this coming January. Stay with me on the third floor for selections from a recording of music by Maurice Ravel with the Basque National Orchestra, led by our special guest, Robert Trevino, coming up in just a few moments. I'm Bill Cromwell, together with you on the third floor.
Thank you.